About 100 volunteers are busy sorting books today, just as they did on Saturday, and all last week as well. They are the book lovers who are getting the Victoria Curling Club ready for the Times Colonist Book Sale on Saturday and Sunday, May 6 and 7. The word from the volunteers is that the quality of donated books this year is superb, possibly the best they have ever seen. That quality is being seen across the board, from Canadiana to children's books to sci-fi and everything in between. They are excited by what they are finding. If you love books, you should start to get excited as well. The volunteers are more than halfway through the 200 pallets that were loaded with books during last week's book drive. We already have so many books on tables that we could have a sale that would be the envy of other book-loving communities, but we all know that there might be even better books in the next box or on the next pallet. A quick reminder of why we do it. The book sale is the major fundraiser for the Times Colonist Literacy Society, which was formed to support literacy initiatives. We are raising money for literacy organizations and school libraries, just as we have for more than 25 years. With good weather, eager shoppers and good luck, we will raise enough next weekend to take our lifetime total past $7 million. Fingers crossed. By any measure, that is amazing, and a credit to our community and all those volunteers. Some of those volunteers have been with us since the first or second years of the book sale, when we filled unused space on the top floor of the old Times Colonist building on Douglas Street. Put another way, I am 25 years older than when we started this work, and my arthritis is acting up. And I'm not the only one. If you feel like volunteering, and helping a terrifically worthy cause, we have room for you. Drop by the Curling Club, it's at 1952 Quadra Street, just behind Save on Foods Memorial Center, and ask for Mark Taylor or Jane Mertz. As in previous years, some local businesses have stepped forward to help. Worth noting that when we needed boxes, the movers at You Move Me came through with them. Thanks. Contributions such as that help, because if we can keep the costs down, we can donate more money to the literacy cause. We have nudged prices a bit higher this year, but at $3 for a hardcover, the books are still bargains. The layout in the Curling Club will be basically the same as last year, and we will publish a map in a few days to help you remember. We have expanded the science fiction area and brought back the royalty section. We have more self-help and philosophy books than you can imagine. There are real treasures in the children's area upstairs. The sale takes place on Saturday, May 6 from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Sunday, May 7 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Curling Club at 1952 Quadra Street. You can support our work without coming to the sale, of course. Go to timescolonist.com/book-drive to make a donation online. Yes, you'll get a tax receipt. Dave Obey is editor and publisher of the Times Colonist. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.